The kidnappings and violence in Iraq have raised many doubts about the elections in that country that are supposed to take place in January. This would be the Iraqi people's first chance to choose their own leaders since the ouster of Saddam Hussein. But many observers wonder if the elections can take place when the security situation is so dire. The UN has an observer in Iraq to look over the election. He's Carlos Valenzuela, UN advisor to the Independent Electoral Commission of Iraq. He joins us from Baghdad. Mr. Valenzuela, welcome to Day to Day.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Tell me, what is your view? Can these elections go ahead? Should we absolutely say they're going to happen?
Well, first, just a little bit of a clarification. We, as the UN, are not observing this process. We have been mandated to provide technical assistance to the Independent Electoral Commission of Iraq. They are very much committed to conduct the elections within the time frame that has been given to them, and we are doing everything we can to support them in their task.
When you say within the time frame, do you mean these elections are going to take place in January?
The elections that are to take place in January. Obviously, the Electoral Commission is very much aware of the difficulties in front, and not the least of which is the security situation. Whether security will allow them to complete their job, it's not quite certain or sure, but the Commission feels that they have to do everything they can to ensure that the elections are not postponed because the logistical and administrative preparations are not in place.
What kinds of things do they have to do? They have to register voters, for one, don't they?
Yes, but even before they start with the voter register, they have to start by setting up the field structures of the electoral administration. You have to remember that a very special model of electoral authority is being used for the first time in Iraq, which is that of an independent authority. This is a model that is not very well known in the region, certainly has never been used here. It will provide credibility to the process when the Iraqi people appreciate that it is a neutral, impartial body that's organizing the elections. They will have a lot more confidence in the process. Nevertheless, that comes at a price because you have to start from scratch building an electoral administration, and that's what the Electoral Commission has been doing for the last few months.
Okay, Mr. Valenzuela, but how are you going to go about doing things like registering people? You haven't started registering people to vote yet. How are you going to get that done?
The Electoral Commission has adopted a quite an ingenious plan. Instead of starting registration from scratch, they have established already an initial electoral register based on the data basis of the public distribution system. So starting on the 1st of November, the Iraqi public will receive their ration cards, which they do every year in November. They will be receiving all the details that are in the electoral register to make sure that they are correct. If they are correct, and we trust that a lot of these details will be correct, then there is no need to do a further action. But there will be registration centers for people to allow to modify their information, and if you are not in the database, they can come in and register as voters. But the model was designed so that very few centers would be required, as opposed to what would have been required should a full-blown voter registration process being implemented.
What about actual voter stations? I mean, people will have to go to polling places, won't they? I don't see how you can cut down on the number of those, or maybe you're going to try to do some mail-in ballots or that kind of thing.
No, absolutely. You're correct. Whether people will come out to vote in the face of fear is, of course, a matter of concern to the Commission. They believe that if the process generates enough trust and the people have enough confidence in the process, they will take the risk and go to vote because they are convinced that the Iraqi people do believe in the elections as a way of going forward in the stabilization process.
Mr. Valenzuela, last week the U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said to the Congress that maybe some parts of Iraq wouldn't get to vote in this election because it would be too dangerous in some areas to have polls operating. So it would be most of the country would vote, but not all of it would vote. Do you think that might happen?
What I can tell you is that the Commission has felt that this is not a very helpful turn of events. A, because if you speculate as to whether somebody is going to be organizing elections in a place or not, you mix the signals as to who the real electoral authority is. But more importantly, the Commission feels that if you openly start designing plans where you exclude regions from the process, then what you're doing is again, minimizing the credibility of the process because you are going to be perceived as trying to exclude in purpose certain parts of the content sectors of society.
Mr. Valenzuela, you've worked on elections in other parts of the world as well, yes?
Yes, I have.
You're an elections expert.
Yes, that's what they call me.
I wonder how you feel about the prospect of free and fair elections occurring in Iraq in just a few months' time.
If I did not believe that it were possible, I probably would not be here advising the Electoral Commission on this. The situation is extremely difficult. Nobody minimizes the obstacles. As long as there is an electoral authority that believes that the process is possible and that does everything to ensure that an impartial process is being organized, I believe that it is possible to generate the will and the trust to ensure a good process. That doesn't mean that we are absolutely convinced that it will happen. And, of course, a lot depends on the continued development of the security situation and other events. But I do believe that it is possible. I also do believe that it is very difficult.
Carlos Valenzuela, the UN advisor to the Independent Electoral Commission in Iraq, speaking with us from Baghdad. Mr. Valenzuela, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.